Hey friends, well, we've been talking about dark times and light times, and we found this quote that we think is pretty pertinent to where a lot of us are right now. It's in the middle of history's darkest nights of pain, loss, and grief that the poets and the artists and the creatives show up to tend the broken places and offer their most important work. And so we wanted to let you know that we think the world needs your voice and ours too. Right, Jan?
Yes, yes, yes.
In our families.
Yes.
In your family, our families, community, and beyond. Anyway, I'm Mary, and this is Jen Rooney. What's your name over there?
You know, I'm off track. Today is Wednesday, and it's not Tuesday.
It is. So, I know, so we normally.
Sorry about that.
We missed a Tuesday, so what?
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's what it is, right?
Yep.
But we were talking about, you know, we're sort of on the subject. We aren't sort of. We are on the subject of creativity and what it does for each of us. And bringing that in and knowing that your life has a consequence. That everything you do has a ripple effect out into the world, whether it's impacting someone that's you work with, a family member, whatever, you have a ripple effect and your energy does. And so when we bring that into our work lives, our family lives, you know, we think about our teaching. Mary was a school teacher. I still teach dance. The podcast has an impact. The dancing, the writing, the creating art, her sculpting, her clay, the gardening, connecting with people, learning how to listen. Whew, that's a skill. But all of this, all of the energy impacts others. It impacts others.
Yeah, and we have such a huge opportunity for that. There's so many times when we can really put out our energy for other people and improve our own energy by entering into the world and participating. And it's a huge privilege we get to do this, isn't it?
Yes.
We get to be the world.
An opportunity, the privilege, the responsibility, all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an intrinsic thing. That feeling of being called to do something, that your life is important and matters, and it's also leading to something important.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, even if you're feeling helpless and overwhelmed, you feel like you're in a dark time, you still matter. Your voice still matters. Your energy still matters. We need it. And it's being that, having that awareness. Remember at the end of my marriage, damn, it was dark. I mean, whew. And not that other people could see it, but for me, it was dark. It felt in the darks of the night. And I realized that I had an individual power, that it was my responsibility to own my power and take action to make a change, which was huge for me because I had not thought that way. I won't go into all the things, but my life pattern wasn't that individual responsibility of taking action with being empowered. And so it's real. Each of us have that real responsibility in our as individuals, and I think that's important to create that community up. Does that make sense, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely.
The individual brings in the community. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Huge responsibility. It's a little bit scary when you think about it. Yikes!
It is. I know. And I think it matters. You can feel the effects of those who don't take that responsibility, who aren't aware.
Yeah.
I mean, it affects you. And let's get honest. I mean, it's people around us, and it can be crazy, but it's good.
But last week we talked about, I think it was last week, we talked about Second Story and was about how, I think it was just a week ago. It was a week and a day ago. But we talked about, we were talking about how, who is our audience? And we realized it was people who feel themselves to be in entering or wanting to be in the second story of their lives, and maybe call it the second act. I was thinking about that, like act one. We did act one. That was great. It's over. Now turn the page. Act two.
Five? I don't know.
Oh, definitely.
Whatever. Whatever it is.
Maybe even story. Just in just this week, maybe.
Oh my God. Can we talk? You had a week. Talk?
Anyway, when the second story comes in, remember that as you evolve, you just have this tremendous individual power to create. But we're talking about creating light and a kind of a hope and energy and positivity in the world and joy. It's so much fun.
It is fun. It is fun. Some things have just happened in the recent days with me, and I was bummed. It was just a big bummer. I wanted to go see my son, and things didn't work out. And I am effing bummed about it. And I could sit in my pity party and let it take me. But I have to remember my responsibility that I have the power to choose my day. And does joy create light, or does sorry for myself create light? And I think we all know the answer to that question. I'm not taking that lightly, because when you get bummed, it's how long are we going to hang on to it? How long do we sit in it? And what good is it doing for me today if I sit in it and I'm just a little shit, with myself, really? So we're going to create more light. It's a choice. And it does take work, and it does take conscious effort. And sometimes
it isn't always easy.
No, it's not. And I've had to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Damn it. I was like the party girl, where I just didn't ever want to feel being uncomfortable. But that's not authentic light. So it's the ambiguity.
Actually, a really cool thing that I've been doing lately that relates to that is that the minute my feet hit the floor in the morning, that's kind of a wake up moment. And I'm thinking, what is it that I'm going to do today that's going to be joyful and positive? And that just kind of, that's been a really cool change I just made in the last week. Started doing that anyway. Kind of relates.
Well, it's funny, because it's been probably a month or so. My feet haven't hit the floor yet, but my eyes open, and that inhaling and exhaling thing, and I it's conscious, because I'm like waking up with. I started thinking about that. What when I wake up, am I like, or I'm like, ee!
That's a bloody funny one. I really like that quote from Tolstoy about light and bringing light. He said, what if more light means nurturing a spark in others? And what if we did when we put our feet on the floor in the mornings, we thought that, what can I do today to bring more light to spark somebody else? Spark myself, but other people. And just being aware of that power you hold, like even in just how you show up every day, how you get out of bed, how you choose to be. And it's your responsibility and how you create it.
Mine too. That idea of it's not just about me.
Yeah.
It's not just about me being joyful, but what is my joy going to do for others? Right? That smile at the grocery store, or even just sitting in a red light and, you know, that awkward glance when you're looking.
You're not honking at the person in front of you. Get out. Come on. The light's about to turn green. Get going. That kind of joy.
Yeah, that one. And so we challenge you to start that awareness. That is your responsibility. So we don't take it lightly.
We do not.
So we were talking about this earlier, which I found it fascinating because we were on tracking on the same way Mary and I are, but about the inhale and exhale. And so my goal is like more expansion in my diaphragm when I inhale and when I exhale. And Mary was added something to it, which I thought, we have to talk about this.
Yeah, another thing I've been trying, always messing around, trying stuff. Let me see if this works. Let's see if it sticks, first of all. Can I do it more than one day? Jeez. I did put my feet on the floor and think creatively a couple of times already this week, so that's pretty good. Two times.
Good.
You got to do it 21 times to make it a habit. Okay, I can do it. No, my new thing I've been trying with breathing in and breathing out. I mean, we've been learning from this guy named Brendon Burchard about this release technique. And so when you breathe in and hold it for a moment, and then as you breathe out, you say the word release, release, release. Well, I tried doing that, but I was always like, what am I releasing? I have to think about that. So today, when I was doing the breathing in, I was thinking of specifically, what is it I want more of in my day? So what is that one word that I could say over and over? So I want more grace. I want to give more grace. So I'm really focusing on grace and releasing frustration. Release it, release it. When you're doing a renovation of your home, there's plenty of frustration. So I can release that all the time.
It was really crazy because she started talking about that. And then I was in my therapy session last week, and my fabulous therapist charged me with something because I told her I wanted to let go of, I didn't want to be an angry person. I didn't want to be angry. Mm-hmm. And she just looked at me and said, so what are you going to replace that with?
Oof, nice. Yeah,
it was quiet. I just stared at her.
Let me think on that.
And basically what she is challenging me with and what Mary is doing is that negative behavior or that thing that we want to let go of, we have to replace it with something. Our neural pathways have to be replaced because we'll tend to go back to the same old thing. And so that's what we know. That's the rut. That's what we've been going in. So we create that new road that we have to turn on and be aware and be responsible to make that left turn or right turn that we need to make to create what we want to replace it with. That inhale, so as we're exhaling, what is it? What is that dynamic? So I was like, wow, we're on the same track. Mm. We're tracking.
It's kind of nice. It is. It's funny.
So we challenge you to think about what you want to exhale and how you want to inhale with your replacement. So inhale and exhale and create a new neural pathway. Yes. Yeah. So Mary.
Create light. Create joy.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And we're closing shop. Wait, that sounded like we were stopping.
Closing shop.
Closing out today. Oh my God, help me. Okay. No, we just want to thank you for your time again. Always, always. We know how valuable your time is, and for you to take time to listen to us, to walk with us on our journey as we create this community of light makers. Yeah, we want to be light makers.
Light makers. Like it.
And we need your help, as always, to like, subscribe, share, comment, do all the things you know to do to keep this thing going. And although it's not Tuesday.
Pretend.
Thank you. Yes, pretend it's Tuesday. And we can always have our second story and do a take two.
Absolutely. Thanks.